Welcome to Ethics Jeopardy. This is fully interactive, audience participation required. Otherwise, we will sit here and stare at you for 45 minutes. I don't know if you still get your ethics credit, but we will do so. To save time, if you have an answer for a question, just raise your hand or shout it out. If you're right, we'll let you know. This is kind of like law school. We're playing guess what we think the answer is, not necessarily guess what the correct answer is. Anything to add?
That sounds great.
Yes. Don't and unfortunately, unlike Judge Bohm, we did not bring t-shirts. So you get absolutely nothing for winning. And I didn't really have a fancy way to do this. So we're just going to go through them in order. So our five categories are fees and retainers, conflicts, disclosures, duties, and reasonable investigation. So kicking it off first will be fees and retainers for $100. When a debtor hires a lawyer for a bankruptcy filing involving a fixed fee, the State Bar of Texas holds that the funds must initially be placed into an IOLTA account and cannot be designated as this common misnomer used by attorneys. Anyone at all? A lot of debtor lawyers used to do this 10-ish years ago. That is what is earned upon receipt. In Texas, you can't collect a non-refundable fee if it's prepayment for future services. So if a client comes in and says, here's $1,800, file a Chapter 7 for me, you can't turn around and stick it in your operating account.